Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's another gray morning with some drizzle that's starting to pop up across our area. I'll show you when the rain will become heavy later on.
A North Carolina community is cleaning up tornado damage. The work happening in Kinston today after that storm.
And from a rescue effort to a search for the cause of a tragedy, the questions that remain this morning after the submersible explosion deep in the Atlantic.
It's a silent struggle that so many face. Just ahead, how veterans in Harnett County can get help this morning if they're battling mental health problems.
Kelsey will have that live report coming up for us at 6 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us on your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Lovingood in for Jeff Hogan. It's a nice start to the day, although a muggy start to the day, though. At least a little bit different than we saw yesterday waking up. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner right now getting you started on what exactly we're seeing right now and what we could see later.
We had some rain overnight. That pushed on up into Virginia. But now we're beginning to see a few isolated showers popping up again. We'll have a much better chance of some patches of heavy rain overnight tonight. We still have a few showers moving up through Mecklenburg County, Virginia, right up the I-85 corridor. We'll head down to the south. This is new, just started to pop up in the last 10 minutes. We're seeing some light showers here just south of Siler City. That's going to be moving up through Pittsboro and up toward Chapel Hill. And then you head over into eastern Wake County, looking at from Knightdale to Wendell to Zebulon to Rollsville, and then on up into Franklin County up past Bunn. So a little bit of light patchy rain for us as we take a look at Futurecast. It looks like that's going to be the case through most of the morning commute. And then after that, closer to lunchtime, we begin to see some pockets of heavy rain in places, especially south and east of the triangle. We may see a little bit of sunshine by the end of the day today, but we'll continue with that chance of at least some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Not expecting anything to be severe today. Here's a look at Lewisburg. A little bit damp on the roads. It's on the mild side, though, 73. Lots of gray sky out there. We'll see a high of 82 today, warmer than we've seen the last several days. Two storms out here in the Atlantic. We have Brett and Cindy, both tropical storms. Brett is moving to the west at 18 past Leeward Islands with 60 mile per hour winds. It is likely to dissipate here in the Caribbean over the weekend. And then Cindy's moving northwest at 15, 45 mile per hour winds, likely to stay at 60 mile per hour winds through the weekend. And then it will begin to weaken as it runs into a front that's going to be coming off the coast of the United States. That's going to bring us some rain to start the week. It will also help that storm to dissipate. Brian, this is the last day that we're within this particular pattern. It looks a little nicer for the weekend.
That is some good news. Of course, we are tracking those showers that are out there right now on live dual Doppler 5000 radar. We mentioned those up along the North Carolina Virginia border, and the WRL storm trackers on the road this morning on I-85 in Henderson there in Vance County. You can see the damp roads out there from those showers that moved through a little while ago. Not really seeing the windshield wipers going too heavily at this point because they're sort of in between showers, but certainly want to give yourself some extra time on those damp roads this morning. Elsewhere, Elizabeth mentioned those showers in Chatham County starting to head on up into the Hillsboro and Chapel Hill areas very likely over the next little while. And we're tracking a shower moving across Fayetteville right now. So I-95 and 301 there between Fayetteville and Wade, probably seeing some pretty damp conditions. As we take a look at the triangle, still have that crash reported in Fuquay-Varina on Broad Street or Highway 55 at Old Powell Road, but I'm still not seeing any delays in that area.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Cleanup will get back underway this morning at a North Carolina shopping center that was ravaged by an EF1 tornado. Drone video shows the damage to the Furniture Fair store in Kinston, which is just southeast of Goldsboro. Just before 11 o'clock last night, the National Weather Service confirmed a tornado touched down there with speeds reaching 100 miles per hour. The storm blew out windows, tore a hole in the roof, and whipped debris around, even bringing down power lines.
You don't have that time of understanding it's coming, and you start prepping, and then you have the situation take place, you mitigate it, and you go through a recovery stage.
Luckily, nobody was hurt in the tornado. Officials say cleanup could last through the weekend.
Traffic is flowing again this morning on a stretch of I-95 in Nash County after two separate tractor-trailer crashes. Crews worked through the night to clean up the mess in Rocky Mount. This is video you're looking at of the damage from the WREL breaking news tracker. One of the tractor-trailers slid off the side of the road, flipped onto its side, and the driver was taken to the hospital, but they're expected to live. State troopers say the driver was trying to avoid a separate crash, and that one involved a tractor-trailer and two other cars. But no one was hurt in that first wreck.
The work to find out what caused a submersible to implode near the wreck of the Titanic is back underway this morning. Five people died when the Titan vessel came apart in the Atlantic. A remote-operated vehicle discovered the wreckage yesterday after a massive four-day search. It had lost contact just 2 hours into its trip, and the U.S. Navy revealed last night officers heard the sound of an implosion right around that time. Investigators now want to know what caused this disaster to happen. We asked a UNC marine science expert what might have happened.
So the enormous pressure of the ocean at this depth really cracks anything that just yields a little bit, a tiny hair fracture, and it would be over in a second, I think.
The CEO of the company that made the submersible had expressed frustration with safety regulations before he died in that implosion.
3 million people suffering from mental health or substance abuse disorders in North Carolina. And this morning, one community wants to help those who are struggling to get help. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Harnett County, where an event happening today aims to help veterans. Kelsey?
Good morning. On average, nearly 17 veterans die of suicide every day, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. And this morning's event that will be right here at the Harnett County Public Library is working to change that. They're calling it Hope in Harnett. It will include a panel discussion about the reality of veteran suicide and mental health. Data from the VA shows veteran suicide rates are decreasing, but one death is too many. Panelist Matthew Ellard is a veteran who says he once struggled with his mental health.
I was once in that boat, and I'm glad I'm not anymore. Seek the help you need, and you're not alone in doing it.
That event starts this morning at 10 o'clock, and maybe you're watching this and think, well, I'm not a veteran. This doesn't apply to me. Ellard says this actually does. He says that veterans who are contemplating suicide often experience feelings of isolation. So if there's someone in your life that's a veteran, he says get close to them, give them a sense of community. That way they'll know that they're not alone. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Harnett County.
Folks, there is help for you. If you or someone you know is experiencing mental health challenges or having suicidal thoughts, there are people wanting to help. You can contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at any time. That number on your screen, 988. You can also visit the 988lifeline.org website for more resources.
Investigators will work this morning to find out what started a fire at a home in Wendell. It happened late last night on Gale Ridge Lane. Dozens of firefighters worked to put out the flames. You can see the fire caused serious damage to the second floor. No one was home at the time. Firefighters tell us the owners are on vacation.
A man is facing murder charges this morning after police discovered a body in Wake Forest. Gary Watkins is being held in the Wake County Jail ahead of his first appearance. This is him on your screen. Police say that he killed Frederick Taylor yesterday. Officers responded to a call for an assault on North Taylor Street and found him dead behind a home. Taylor, that is. Investigators have not released a motive.
Abortion will be front and center today as some of the top contenders in the 2024 presidential race gather at rival events. Republican candidates Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will speak at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C. Former President Donald Trump is set to give the keynote speech tomorrow night. They're expected to celebrate 1 year since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, paving the way for new abortion bans across the country.
And Michelle, on that 1 year anniversary to Roe v. Wade and the U.S. Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade, the President Biden is set to sign an executive order designed to protect and expand access to contraception. The order will increase ways women can get contraception and lower out-of-pocket costs. Also today at our nation's capital, the president will join reproductive rights groups for a rally. At that event, the president is expected to be endorsed by those groups, including the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Well, this year, a lot of experts are saying abortion will be a major issue in next year's election.
All right, thank you, Ken. And in terms of abortions here in North Carolina, restrictions will be debated in court just days before they're set to take effect. A federal judge will hear a lawsuit next week over a bill passed by state lawmakers. It's the one banning abortions after 12 weeks. Republicans work to change the law, possibly to shore up some of the inconsistencies mentioned in the lawsuit. The state attorney general has refused to defend parts of the law, saying they're unconstitutional. That ban is slated to take effect July 1st.
Coming up, a portion of I-95 that collapsed in Philadelphia 12 days ago is reopening today. What went into the effort to get it ready for traffic again so quickly?
And Durham's mayor will not seek a second term in office. Why Elaine O'Neill says that she is ready to step away from the job.
We're going to see scattered thunderstorms again this afternoon. It's a 70% chance, but over the weekend, that chance goes down. We'll see more sunshine, but hotter temperatures. We can hit 91 by Sunday. I'll show you when we'll have another round of scattered storms coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 12. Taking a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We have a couple of spots where we have some showers that are redeveloping. One of those just north of Fayetteville. We've got some of that in Chatham County, Eastern Wake County, moving on up into Franklin County. It's a little bit of patchy light rain out there. We had a band of rain and some thunderstorms that moved up into South Hill. That's dissipated, but we have more light rain that's starting to pop up across our area. Look at this, though. There's a hole in the clouds here at Clinton. We're going to see more of that today, especially late afternoon and evening. We may see a few more peaks of sunshine, which will be nice to see. But in the meantime, we'll have some scattered rain this morning and some thunderstorms this afternoon. Looking at 72 as you're stepping out the door. Watch out for puddles walking the dog. Later this afternoon, our highs will climb into the low 80s. Brian?
613 now. New information. That earlier crash in Fuquay Varina on Highway 55 around Old Powell Road now has cleared. Traffic is back to normal. Look out for some sort of a road hazard out on Tryon Road near the Avant Ferry Road intersection in Southwest Raleigh. Otherwise, it's quiet in Durham, Chapel Hill, and around Wake County as we take a look at those live sensor readings. Major approaches into Raleigh looking good. No trouble coming in from Garner on 40 westbound. And out of Knightdale on southbound 87, measuring only a one-minute delay there heading back toward 440, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Today, a portion of a collapsed interstate in Philadelphia will reopen days ahead of schedule. The six-lane highway is expected to reopen at noon today, and you're looking right now live at that new bridge. You can clearly see that section that's been replaced. Crews have been working around the clock since the road collapsed on June 11th after a tractor-trailer crash. And this morning on Today, Pennsylvania's transportation secretary will talk about the quick turnaround.
This looks very different compared to when I was here last week. What has happened over the past week and a half?
People have worked their butts off. That's what they've done. And they've done it 24/7.
On Today, a look at more of the innovative efforts to get that road back open so quickly. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL.
President Biden and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi say the relationship between the countries has never been stronger. The White House welcomed Modi last night for a state dinner. Human rights activists and some lawmakers question the administration's decision to honor Modi at such an event. They say India has seen an erosion of religious, political and press freedoms under his watch. Earlier in the day, at least six Democratic lawmakers boycotted Modi's address to Congress.
President's son Hunter was among the people at last night's state dinner. He was there just 2 days after he agreed to a plea deal on federal tax charges. Whistleblowers told Congress yesterday IRS investigators had recommended more charges.
And some big election shakeups to tell you about this morning. We'll start in Durham, where Mayor Elaine O'Neill announced she will not be running for re-election. O'Neill said that she plans to focus on her family. She served as mayor since 2021 and was the first woman to work as a Superior Court judge in Durham County. Her term will end this year.
Meanwhile, State Auditor Beth Wood says that she will run for re-election. When I interviewed her yesterday, she said that the hit and run that she was involved in back in December will not affect her candidacy. Wood pleaded guilty to misdemeanor hit and run in March and accepted financial responsibility. Wood said that she was at a holiday gathering before crashing a state-owned car in downtown Raleigh.
From a Lego convention to a Broadway hit, there are a lot of events coming up this weekend in the Triangle.
All right, so here's a look at your best bets from WREL's Out and About. Brick Universe is happening this weekend at the Raleigh Convention Center. Folks, this is a great family-friendly pick. It's happening today through Sunday. There will be a gallery of Lego creations, vendors, and even a building zone to make your own art. Tickets are $15.
I can see you going to that, Chris. That looks fun. And a big event for beer lovers is happening Sunday afternoon at the State Fairgrounds. The NC Hops Fest will feature dozens of breweries from across the state, along with other vendors and food trucks. Tickets are $45 for general admission and $75 for the VIP experience.
The VIP experience. Yes. And the Broadway hit Six is on stage in Durham. It features the six wives of Henry VIII, remixing 500 years of historical heartbreak. The show plays at the Durham Performing Arts Center through July 2nd, and you can learn more about these events and others by clicking the Out and About section on WREL.com.
And whatever you're choosing to do this weekend, it's going to be a little bit better of a bet than this past week. There are still rain chances in the forecast, Elizabeth, but they're even lower on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday looks like the driest day of the week so far. It does look like the hottest, though, with a high of 91. Right now, we have a few little cells starting to pop up again. No lightning with these just yet. I wouldn't expect any of this to be severe. We had a big round of rain overnight last night. We had a couple of quiet minutes, and then now look at this. Everything's starting to pop up again. That last little bit where we had some lightning shifting out towards South Hill, Virginia, and out of the viewing area. We'll head back down to the south. We have some heavy rain that's moving across Pittsburgh right now and about to move through Chapel Hill, crossing Jordan Lake. These are tiny little cells, but they're going to produce some heavy rain. They may grow into some larger cells over the next little while. Right here on I-95 around Wade, and then just to the west of Newton Grove, we got a cell producing some heavy rain, and then just a little scattered shower from Lewisburg back down towards, say, Zebulon, Wendell, and back over towards, say, Spring Hope. So a little bit of patchy rain out there for us. Of course, we had some severe storms yesterday. Those were mostly to the east of us, just barely. We did have a severe thunderstorm warning down in Sampson County, but we didn't have any damage there. Confirmed tornado, though, in Kinston yesterday. You can see the red and the green colors there together. That signifies spin in the atmosphere. And the National Weather Service went out and did a survey, and they estimate 100 mile per hour winds. It was 7/10 of a mile long with a 100 yard width. So it did do some damage to buildings. We talked about that a little earlier in the newscast. Our low pressure system that's been bringing us this wet weather is moving out. We still have this cold front to move through. But once that happens, so we're going to end up with a much more normal type pattern for Saturday and Sunday. Here's future cast. We're going to continue to see some waves of showers that roll through this morning. That begins to pick up in intensity a little bit around lunchtime. We're going to have pockets of heavy rain move through from time to time. You know how this pattern goes. We've been dealing with it for a week now. Late in the day, we may see a few breaks in the clouds as that low continues to move farther and farther away from us. Look at this. Saturday's advertising some sunshine to begin with. I think we'll start cloudy, but end up partly cloudy Saturday. And just a small chance of showers and thunderstorms around 5, 6 o'clock. The coverage there should be pretty minimal. Same thing again on Sunday, just a very small chance of any showers or thunderstorms. We'll move it on ahead and take a look at Monday. We have another powerful front that looks like it's going to come through. Right, we already have the potential for some severe storms on Monday. Today, our rainfall likely to total anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to maybe about a half an inch. It's a 70% chance today, but just a 40% chance on Saturday and a 20% chance on Sunday. So turning warmer. Should be a decent weekend at the beach. There'll still be some afternoon and evening storms right on the beaches. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s for highs, and in the mountains, 81 in Asheville, 73 in Boone, 66 in the higher elevations. Again, a chance of an afternoon storm. Our high Saturday is 87, 91 on Sunday. We'll have another strong front early next week, and then temperatures will back off just a little bit. We have two storms that we're tracking in the tropics. I'll show you those and where they're headed coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, we are still tracking those showers that are starting to pop up around the triangle. The WRL storm tracker is on the road. They are not seeing any rain right now where they are up in the Warren County area, but as soon as they hit some more rain, we'll show you what they're seeing on the roads. Zooming in closer to the triangle, you can see some of those cells starting to move into the southern part of Durham. So I-40 there between Durham and Chapel Hill is going to get pretty wet. Also seeing some rain now in South Raleigh and in Garner. Want to zoom in there and show you that camera out at 70 at Timber Drive. Seeing some wet roads there, so allow some extra time as you head out. Also watching conditions in Fayetteville. We saw a shower move along I-95, now heading up toward Dunn and Wade. A little bit of lightning out there. They're on 421 in the Dunn area. Also I-95, you're dealing with some wet roads right now. Good news around the triangle. No crashes showing up at the moment in Raleigh or Durham, and our major routes are still looking good.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A big company is vowing to pay up for releasing cancer-causing chemicals. The settlement, 3M, is agreeing to pay over forever chemicals in the nation's drinking water. And could a cage fight between billionaires be brewing? The war of words between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg that might end up in the ring. That's next in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Here's a good question. Who would win in a fight, Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg?
A question you may have never asked until today. Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending.
Yes. What is there to say about this? But the billionaires are going toe-to-toe on social media. Musk tweeted that he would be willing to fight Zuckerberg in a cage. Zuckerberg responded on Instagram saying, send me location. And Musk said, Vegas Octagon.
Oh, boy.
DraftKings already has some preliminary odds for the fight, saying that Zuckerberg is the favorite.
This is totally not going to happen. Come on.
He's trained in mixed martial arts. But hey, yay, rich people fighting, I think, is the reaction that most people are giving as they hear this story this morning.
Oh, boy. All right.
I'm with you, Michelle. If you think this is going to happen, I got a bridge in New York that I need to talk to you about.
I don't think it's going to happen.
One player sued at the NBA draft, getting a lot of buzz. Grady Dick said that his look was a nod to Dorothy's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. Dick is from Kansas, but he's not in Kansas anymore, you see. You see? Because the Toronto Raptors picked
Toto,
him in the draft.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
You just say, I dreamed that I got drafted to the NBA, and you were there, and you were there, and you were there.
Yes.
And he was there
yes.
in a fly ruby red suit.
A super exciting time for him, though. He's known for doing things like this. This is not out of the ordinary for him. He does all these ridiculous photos. He has a lot of fun with it. So, I mean, his family probably was like, this is not anything new. And, you know, we're looking at
tame,
him.
They said.
This is tame. Yeah, we're looking at him like, well, that's an interesting choice. But you know what? He deserves to celebrate and wear the Dorothy-inspired suit.
All right, thanks, Brian. Big names in Hollywood will get big honors. Billy Crystal, Dionne Warwick, Barry Gibb, Queen Latifah, and opera singer Renee Fleming will be honored for lifetime artistic achievement. That's for the Kennedy Center Honors. They'll be celebrated during a ceremony at the JFK Center for the Performing Arts in Washington. That is on December 3rd.
And the Budweiser Clydesdales are spending one last day in the Triangle. The famous horses from Budweiser commercials will be at the Carolina Mudcats game tonight at Five County Stadium. This is video of the Clydesdales at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park on Wednesday.
And this is a look at Apex. It's just a little bit damp out there, but we're starting to see a few more cells popping up. It's going to be wet for some folks for the morning commute. I'll show you where on the radar coming up.
And the WREO Storm Tracker is out on the roads this morning for the commute. This is a live look at I-85 right now. Not too much going down there where they're driving. Brian Schrader is back after the break with what you need to know before you hit the road.
And final preparations are happening for Raleigh Pride Festival this weekend. This is a live look at Fayetteville Street, exactly where that event will be happening, how organizers are getting ready in the shadow of new anti-LGBTQ legislation in the state.